Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is the founder of the Fanboy Factor and our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going?
No, I'm doing good. How are you, man?
Yeah, not too bad. As well, you know, we missed a week. I was on vacation last week. I'm glad to be back, man. I actually kind of missed doing this last week. It was like I was away. I mean, I was away from all the news. It's kind of weird. Being that I was away, we missed a week's worth of news. And I think the biggest thing that's out there is, well, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy, which we both saw.
Right.
And the moving, the flinching of DC moving Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, man?
Okay, first off, as we've talked about in the past, I'm totally not shocked about this.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really is.
You know, they moved it, but at the same time, they announced all these other films, but the announcement was Untitled DC Product 1, Untitled DC Product 2, Untitled DC, like...
Do you think that was a little bit too soft in the blow? A little ego massage on Warner's part.
It could be, but it just goes back to what I keep saying. I really feel that, you know, Warner really doesn't have the faith in these properties. I just constantly question how much faith they have. It's not just this. It's, you know, cartoons and things like that. It's just...
Agreed, man. And you know what? The more that comes out, the more that I see, I agree with you that they don't have the faith in the properties. They don't have it. And... it didn't take them that long to move this movie. I mean, once Guardians hit, whatever, $16 billion,
but
they announced it.
You know, I've given my opinion several times about how I feel about this, but besides me, I'm sorry. I really could see Batman and Superman beating Captain America at the box office.
I think we talked about this, too, and I do agree with you. If those two movies were up against each other that weekend, I love Cap. I love those two Cap movies, but I would see Batman vs. Superman before I would see Captain America.
Yeah. I mean, first off, you know, as we've talked about before, these are cultural icons.
Yes.
I mean, Captain America is just starting to get well-known, but still not at Batman and Superman's level.
So you had sent me an article, which I thought was interesting, about one of the reasons why they decided to move, besides Guardians making $16 billion.
Yeah.
And it had to do with the merchandising aspect of it all. Because they moved it, the first thing I saw wasn't so, the first thing that kind of surprised me wasn't so much that they moved it, but it was the date. They moved it to March.
Right.
And although I highly agree with your thesis that DC doesn't have the faith in the properties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on first glimpse. That's what it seems like when they're moving this to March.
Right.
That they don't have the faith because put it in April or put it in May. It's this merchandising aspect that makes the most sense why they're putting it in March.
What I find is interesting is next year at Toy Fair 2015, we're not going to see any merchandise for the film. On 2016, any merchandise that we're going to be seeing has already hit the shelves.
Yeah, so you know when they're going to be showing it in San Diego.
Yeah, there is an actual buyer's thing down in Texas every year as well that's even the media can't get into.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just buyers and, companies.
Yeah, right. Well, so one of the things the article said was the reason for the merchandise was the stores do resets of their aisles twice a year.
Right.
And the main one of the main resets was around the time of March.
Yeah.
Right after inventory's over, you know, all the stores usually do inventory in February, and they right as soon as that's over, they bring out the new merchandise, which would be March. So it does make, and that's really what it's all about, man, isn't it?
No, definitely. I mean, it's also, I mean, think about, they're also struggling for space.
Yeah.
And they would be actually competing, not just at the box office,
right,
but you're competing with other toys.
Right.
So I'm, as much as everybody wants to say, maybe, you know, they flinched, maybe this might be the smart move for them.
Yeah. I after reading that article, I totally agree with you that maybe and part of it is they flinch, they don't have the faith, but really when it comes right down to it, they make the most money out of the merchandise.
Right.
And if they can get instead of 4 feet of aisle space, they're going to get 8 feet. They're going to take that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to sell toys.
And that's the important thing. And, yeah. You know, of course, it's, you know, for us collectors, I think we're going to get the shaft as usual.
Yeah, well, that's, but you know, that's not what we're about. What it's
yeah, all about. Yeah, I know. It's just these movies, you know, we're not the target. We you know. It's,
same thing with the toys.
Yeah. I'm still wrapping my head around this one. It's just because just after talking to Scott Neelick, a.k.a. Toy Guru, that these toys are supposed to be for boys and mothers. And I don't understand it, but, you know, if that's logic within the industry, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, it's amazing because I don't want to say we're the ones that support it, but, I mean, they've got to see it by now. I mean, if they don't see it, Mattel probably doesn't have access to Hasbro's numbers, but they got to see that Legend sells. It does. Yeah. I mean, they're never on the pegs.
Yeah, but we also at the same time, we don't know how much quantities are being bought.
Oh, Brian, you and your reason. You and your logic. Come on.
You know, we don't know how much is being bought, so, you know, how can you really judge?
You're right. I'm looking at it from the outsider point of view where I go to a store, and especially with Guardians, man, those Legends figures, they didn't order many of them. They didn't order many Guardians toys. Less of Legends, and wow.
Yeah, I'm not seeing. I've been to several places around me.
Yeah.
Nobody's carrying any of the Guardian stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about the Legend stuff. I'm talking about those 3-inch.
Those little figures, right?
Yeah. Those POS sets. And it's just, you know, the only other thing, the only ones I've really seen is Lego, but, you know, that's not Hasbro. That's Lego. You know, it's a little different.
Yeah. And even those, I have not seen at like Target or Walmart, at least around me. No. I've seen the Guardians Lego sets at Toys R Us, of course, online. But I have not seen them at any Target or Walmart around me. I think I mentioned this in one of the other shows that I think retailers may be wising up about ordering too much merchandise. Man of Steel merchandise still out there, man.
Yeah, I know. Please, Green Lantern merchandise is still out there.
Why don't they just give up on that, man? Just 99 cent.
See, yeah, that's the problem right there. It's just like they buy too much and then they end up sitting on it because they refuse to put the damn shit in clearance.
Yeah.
And I do some customizing and, you know, it's just like, okay, this is perfect fodder, but I'm not paying $15 for it.
No, absolutely not.
Lower the damn price.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a logical philosophy. You know, you want to get out the old shit before you bring the new shit in. Fine, I get that.
Right.
But lower the damn prices.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. So what did you saw Guardians, right?
Speaking of Guardians,
what'd you think of it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it was perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... You know, a lot of people are saying it's the best Marvel film, but I don't know. I still like Cap.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier a lot better.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, some of the humor was good in it, but it just, for some reason, I just really had a difficult time separating the comic head from enjoying the movie.
Yeah. And that's understandable.
I don't know why. I really didn't like Josh Brolin as Thanos, I didn't have a problem with, but for some reason, I don't know if it was a makeup job or something, but it looks like they squished his head together.
Yeah. I was wondering if it was one of those last-minute deals that they just signed him and then put him in the movie.
Yeah, I think it was. And the other thing, it just, for some reason, it just bothered me. It's just like, God, everybody had bad teeth.
Yeah. It's outer space, man.
But still, I don't know why it bothered me. And then, you know, the guy playing Ronan, Lee Pace, it's just like a mouthful of black. It's just his makeup job just, for some reason, it bothered me because it just looked, you look at it, I understand, like, the black face paint stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But his blue skin looked like it was chunky.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't put the makeup on smooth enough. And
yeah.
It's little shit like that that can take me out of a movie.
Yeah, well, it's understandable.
But yeah, I mean, overall, I enjoyed it. Rocket was great. Couldn't even tell that that was Bradley Cooper.
No, I don't know. They must have modulated his voice or something. But for the first couple minutes, I'm listening very hard to hear his voice, and you really couldn't. I mean, listen to him in his voice, you know what I'm saying? And you really couldn't pick it out.
No, I think there's only one scene where I notice it is when he's mocking Peter Quill about the
Yeah.
plan.
Yeah.
That's the only time I thought he sounded like Cooper. But other than that, I thought he did a good job.
What'd you think of Gamora?
I don't know. There was something off about her with me.
I agree. She's a real badass in the comic. And
Yeah.
she, I'm not saying she wasn't, but I don't know. I think I expected more badassery out of her.
And the other thing that kind of I found, they kept saying that Drax was going to be the Guardian's Hulk.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting somebody a bit more powerful. I mean,
Yeah.
how many times did he get his ass handed to him?
Yeah, well, Ronan did really make mincemeat out of him a bunch of times.
Yeah, and the other thing is just the ending I found. I don't know, I found it a little campy. The final defeat of Ronin, it was just like, oh God, how long is this going to go on for?
Yeah, it was an excuse to use that line. We're the Guardians of the Galaxy, bitch, or however he said it.
Yeah, but it was just like, oh, we're all going to hold hands, become teammates.
Yeah.
Oh God, why? Like I said, I did enjoy it, but it was just, I a lot of people are saying it's the best Marvel film, and I just disagree. I don't find it the best Marvel film I've seen.
Well, there was right before the movie came out. You know what? And I'm sort of really glad that it did get as much positive buzz as it did because
Yeah.
it deserved the positive buzz.
Well, it was such a risk. I mean,
Yeah.
it's.
And in a sense, it's really good because now maybe there'll be more risks, not just in comic book movies, but in other movies in general.
Yeah.
Because I swear I maintain that we are going to suffer, if not yet, very soon, a glutton of superhero movies, and we're all going to get sick of it. If not just maybe not just us, but the public at large. There's go What's the word that they superhero? I don't know what the word is. It'll come to me tonight.
It's already happening. I mean, it's just
It's just
it,
too much.
well, I mean, it was funny because it's like all the commercials for
Superhero fatigue, that's what.
fatigue, yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's how it is already with the tween books, because I think there was like three different tween
Yes.
movies based on tween books
Yeah.
that were for the previews,
Yeah.
and they are all dystopian futures. And
Yeah.
it's just like, is everyone's future really this bad in all these tween books, really?
Well, I guess the good thing about Guardians is that although it is a comic book movie, it's not a superhero movie.
No.
And that sort of differentiates it from other films that have come out. But it's
Okay.
still, people hear it's a comic book movie, it's that mentality. The thing with me, I liked it a lot, and I can't put my finger on it. I think it's because I'm just getting old. But when I think about it even more, maybe it's just that I'm jaded. It's something that I'm waiting for to happen in these movies. And it's not just Guardians. It happened with Cap and it happened with Avengers. I like those movies. Those three movies could be my top three movies of Marvel movies: Avengers, Cap 3, and Guardians. Not in that order, just
Okay, fair enough.
definitely top five, whatever. But I'm still waiting for something to happen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That there's something that these movies to me are missing. I don't know if it's a story or that I'm getting old. It's probably that. I've seen these stories way too many times to be moved anymore.
Right.
I don't know. I wanted something more. I was expecting, especially the reviews of it. The reviews were outstanding, and
Yeah.
I really couldn't wait to see it. And I'm sitting there, and I did enjoy the movie, but I was like, I wanted something, whatever that more was or is, it wasn't there.
Like I said, for me, I don't understand why. It's just like I can accept all the changes for the comic book movies,
Yeah.
but I just really had a difficult time with this one, and I don't know why.
Were you a reader of the Guardians beforehand?
Not really.
No.
To me, it's just the Guardians is you know, these guys aren't the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the guys from, you know, in the future.
Right.
And, you know, Mike, I really didn't like Michael Roker's Yondu.
Yeah.
It was just, like, completely different from the way he is in the comic book. And the Arrow thing, as entertaining it was just kind of on the little cheesy side, I thought.
Yeah, that was a little... It definitely had its cheese in there. And I think it was... You know, people are saying it's intentional, and it probably was. I think some of it was not intentional.
No, it's... Well, I mean, director Jim Gunn does, you know, have a sick sense of humor.
Yeah.
Slither and his other film, Super, were just, you know, kind of dark.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the Yondu thing, for people who don't know, in the comics, Yondu is a very... He's a shaman.
Mm-hmm.
And his race are archers, and they build their arrows out of what's a plant on their planet called yucca.
Right.
And he can control the direction of the arrow by using clicks and whistles.
Okay.
That's the way the wood responds. So that's why in the film, when he was whistling, Roker was whistling, that's why the arrow did that, but it's not as...
dynamic?
Yeah, not as dynamic as it is, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just the completely different, you know. In the movie, he was a scumbag. In the comics, he's a, you know, shaman. So, you know, you got two different, completely different types of people.
What do you think about, now, I know it's a very complicated subject, but what about the, not mentioning too much, really at all, two moments I can think of Star-Lord's dad? He mentioned it at the end, something about picking him up for his dad or not delivering for his dad at the very end.
And well, that is his history. I mean, in the books, he is half human, half Spartax.
Right. But they don't touch upon that at all.
No, they just briefly mention it. You know, this, oh, you have some alien DNA that's old. And then, you know, the other two are just like, oh, glad we never took him back to his dad.
Right.
So, I mean, that's kind of something to lead in for number two. I don't have a problem with that.
Do you think they're trying in these movies, do you think they're trying to tell too much story?
I think with this film, we're talking about cosmically powered heroes that they really had to tone down for an audience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Gamora is, you know, is the deadliest woman in the universe.
Yeah.
And I mean, hell, she's even taken on Thanos one-on-one.
Yeah. But she was not that in this movie.
No. She was just, you know, pretty much an ass kicker, but not that.
Yeah, she was. Yes.
It's not that bad. You know, it's... I thought Groot was kind of goofy looking.
Yeah.
But I guess they needed that, you know, humble somebody to look not as menacing as everybody else.
Yeah. But you know what? I've noticed... Now, I only started reading Guardians when I heard the movie was announced. I wanted to see what the story was. So the new Marvel Now Guardians I picked up, but everybody, just like everything else, everybody seemed to draw Groot a little bit differently.
Right.
And he doesn't, I don't know. I think for the movie, they probably made him a little less, like you said, menacing, just to tone it down, I suppose.
Yeah. To make him the comic relief kind of. And, I mean, did you hear the funny thing about how many people are trying to petition Marvel to get a dancing Groot?
Are they really? Well, that doesn't surprise me because I don't know if you saw this. Hot Toys has a 2-pack of, you can buy them individually, but a Groot Rocket 2-pack.
Yeah. And
buy the 2-pack, they're going to include the plant-based Groot with it. They just, they announced it last week.
Yeah.
But it was already for sale and they announced that they're doing it. So, yeah, that was a big,
That's what
Marvel does good, man. They add those little things in there.
Yeah. I mean, was it me or did like the CGI on Howard the Duck just seem off?
I don't know. I don't get the big deal. I don't know. I don't get the big deal about Howard the Duck.
I grew up.
People went loco over it and I'm like, okay, it's Howard the Duck. Okay. What's the big deal?
it's he was such a big deal in the 70s, and he was one of the first to have his own comic book movie by George Lucas, of all people.
I remember that. We're talking like early mid 80s.
Early mid 80s, yeah, but he had a, you know, he was a big deal in the 70s. You know, he was pretty much a character parody. I mean, during the 76 election, there were, you know, Marvel ended up making buttons for Howard the Duck for presidents.
Yeah.
So he was kind of like, you know, he was kind of a parody, but there's a lot, you know, Steve Gerber passed away back in 2008, the creator of it, and he really got screwed over by them.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know. It's, but
Didn't we say we weren't going to talk about creators, Brian?
I mean, he came back to do a Marvel Max storyline
Okay.
of Howard the Duck, and kind of as a big FU, he drew him. He had an accident happen to it that he was a rat. So that was kind of his revenge. But I mean, even though we didn't talk, you know, we said we wouldn't, but it was the creator of Rocket Raccoon
Yeah.
was in a, you know, major league accident a couple of years back. And Marvel, DC, or Disney, I mean, ended up giving him a private screening because he's totally bedridden and cannot move.
Yeah.
Thing is, it's just a lot of people said it were just like, you know, how great this is, you know, this is really nice of Disney. But as the story unfolded, pretty much what happened is Bill Mantlo's brother, Michael,
Yes.
had to use legal action to get this done.
Shame, man.
So, you know, while all the other, you know, you got one news outlet, the friggin' New York Times reporting on it
Yeah.
about the real story.
Yeah.
Everybody else, you know, all the comic things are really just like, oh, look at all the
Look how
wonderful.
great this is.
Yeah, it's just like,
Yeah.
yeah, guys, here's your knee pads and your napkin to wipe your face when you're done sucking them off.
A napkin. Well, wow. Probably shouldn't include a towel. Well, and then look, it is okay. It's a nice gesture, but I think what these guys probably need more than nice gestures are money.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's just like the only this guy is on Medicaid, and he's also getting funds from grassroots campaigns and from places like Hero Initiative, who give out money. And but
Yeah.
it's just like this entire who owns, you know, writers for hire type of thing. It's so complex these days. It's not
It
even.
is. These corporations, we've talked about this before, are out to make money. We all know it. But when they're making so much money, it's just throw these guys a bone. And look, the movie's nice. It did a special showing. It's nice. Throw these guys a bone.
Well, I did. I mean, speaking of money, I read this on Tom Beaufort's Tumblr or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
He does it like a or Spring Page or what, I don't know what one of these things. It, personally, first off, this man is the most arrogant fuck in the world. You give me 5 minutes in a closet, please. I just want to beat the shit out of him. But somebody asked him why there was like no X-Men merchandise, and the answer was because we do not because. Marvel DC, Disney does not see 100% of the profits, so why would we invest in something like that? Well, that's a great way to fuck over your fans.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
So we could probably count, you know, not that anybody wants it, but, you know, we probably won't get any merchandise from the FF film.
Oh,
Devastated.
it's weird, man.
It's fucked up. I mean, that's why the Hot Toys, you know, you don't see them doing, you know, the. Any, you know, you don't have a Wolverine or it's fucked up. It really is.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Well, speaking of movies, we have supposedly two movies wrapped up, upcoming movies wrapped up this week.
Right.
Avengers 2 and our favorite gal, Sue Storm. What's her name? Kate?
Kate Mara.
Yeah, the Fantastic Four wrapped up too.
I didn't even realize that was filming.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't listen, you don't ever really want to, I don't think you want to root for things to fail. But God damn. You know, what was interesting was I read an article before we came on about Deadpool, a Deadpool movie.
Right.
And they, I forget who it was. I guess it was the producer of the last Deadpool movie. I forget the particulars, but they brought up a good point. They said, if you want a Deadpool movie made, because this footage has been out there, I guess, voiced by Ryan Reynolds. If you want a Deadpool movie made, you got to be nicer to Fox. Dial back the hate a little bit and, you know, be more positive about Fox and a Deadpool movie. You know, look, okay, it makes sense. But this Fantastic Four movie, man, I cannot get behind. And I hate being like this. We really don't know much about it other than the stupid blurbs we've been hearing here and there. It's really hard to get behind this picture.
Yeah, and the one major thing that people are complaining about is just like, okay, so she has a black brother, and?
It's not even that. It's the cavalier attitude toward the comic. It's everything. Don't go read, and I've said it before, I'm not a Fantastic Four fan. I don't really care, but if you're going to make this movie, I don't know. Make a Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
If you want to make it, make another movie. Call it something else.
I mean, you're hearing things about doing a documentary style.
Yeah. And, were you the one who told me that there were going to be aliens, that they weren't even going to be human? There's some sort of alien influence with this?
Wasn't me.
No, I thought I heard. Maybe I read it somewhere. Or maybe it was the drugs. That one of the theories was... they were aliens. The Fantastic Four turned out to be aliens or some crap like that.
Who knows? They're saying this won't have anything to do with anything in the comics.
Yeah, then let's not call it Fantastic Four. Let's
I know. They're not going to have they're not doing costumes. And it's just like, what's the point?
Yeah. I don't know. But the other one, Avengers 2 wrapping up, that, you know, we got some good hopes for about that one.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be, you know, I wish we could see, you know, that's something I really wish I'd sneak, because I want to see what Paul Bettany looks like.
Yeah,
I'm really curious how he looks like in the costume.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna do a great job.
And what's the date on that one? When's that being released?
Next summer.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, 2015.
Well, maybe soon. Maybe this fall we'll start seeing bits and pieces.
Definitely see something at Toy Fair.
You know, speaking of bits and pieces, have you seen the footage, pictures? I heard that there was leaked footage of Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty much just him dressed up and everyone's going gaga over it. And I'm like, okay.
I was just making sure it wasn't just me, because I saw a picture. It's not a real, I mean, it's sort of off in the distance. It's not this great picture. And
yeah,
they're like, he's got gray hair. And I'm thinking, okay, it's just a picture. I mean, you don't even see anything.
No, it's like he's wearing a blue button down shirt with a black vest and a tie. People are going insane about this.
If you didn't know that was Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, you saw that picture, you would say, "Oh, look, it's Ben Affleck. He looks a little bit older."
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's just like, I wonder where he's going.
Oh God. Now I sound like you. Oh, God.
I rub off on everyone. The old curmudgeon that I am.
Well, then, how about this other thing? There's been a lot of variant stuff lately. It's like the 90s all over.
Oh, my God.
So I guess over the last couple months, Lego has worked with Marvel, and they have been doing these Lego covers.
Right.
DC has been doing some gimmicky covers lately. They have the selfie covers coming out.
Which has to be some of the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
Selfies. And now they're going to do a Lego.
Lego, yeah. The following month. It's just like September is going to be selfies. No, September is selfies.
And then it's Lego.
This is how it is. Okay. September is selfies.
Okay.
October's Halloween.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. So, doing monsters / zombies.
Yeah.
Right.
And then November is Lego.
Let me ask you something. Do they make that much money off of these variants and such for them to keep doing it?
I don't know. I see them. You know, the stores I go to, I see them... You know, bagged and boarded and at this outrageous price.
Now, as I understand it, now I'm saying that they're all variants. Are the selfies cover, are all these going to be the actual covers of the books, or are they variants?
These are variants.
Okay. So they're going to have a normal cover.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have selfie cover, and then the next month the monster zombie cover.
Yeah.
Likewise with Lego. Okay.
I never understood the point of the variant cover. I'm not.
So as I understand it, the comic book shop has to order a certain amount to get that variant cover.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, they need to order X amount of this book, whatever book A is, and they get a variant cover. The more they order, the more variant covers they got.
I guess I understand it now that I say it out loud. That's how they're making more money, is that they're hoping the comic shop owners are going to order 200 of whatever to get two variants that they're going to sell for 10 bucks.
Oh, God. It's, and there's been worse programs. I mean, it's just, I'm not even talking about the 90s yet.
Yeah.
I'm talking just in recent years. Justice League America number one.
Oh, well, they did all the
52 variant copies, but it was all this only thing. It was just, this is Photoshop 101. They just changed the flag to the state flag, and you know, all 50 states, including Puerto Rico, and the 52 was just the American flag.
Yeah.
And I just,
it's too gimmicky. And what bothers me is, first of all, oftentimes we both know the variant covers are more interesting than the original covers.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, maybe.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. It's just, it's so gimmicky. I don't like it.
I mean, I think
it's forced sales of a book that aren't really there.
No. And it's the only way to get this book. It was a little different back in the 90s. It really wasn't.
Yeah, they were gold foil back then.
Yeah, but they weren't. They weren't variants. That was it.
Yeah, that's true.
They were gimmick covers, but they weren't variant covers. I mean, the book that you got that month was a foiled copy. It was, no matter what. I mean, what everybody got.
That's good. That's a good point. Hey, speaking of which, do you remember, I forget which Superman title it was, but do you remember the month they did the Color Forms cover?
Oh, actually, that was the team up with, that was the,
Lobo.
Yeah, that was actually Milestone.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Well, maybe, no, I think they did it for both. They did it for the Milestone crossover.
Okay.
This is before Milestone became part of the DCU,
right?
Or was it its own entity? They did that for then,
yeah.
And they also did have a separate Superman with Lobo.
That's the one I remember. That was a pretty good one, actually. I go pull that one out. That was pretty. That one's pretty cool.
Because I'll that's our that. Childhood. You know, that's Color Forms are childhood, man.
It's true. Too gimmicky. Just tell a story. Put a decent cover on it. Put a decent artist. And just
that's a decent story.
Well, should we talk about Final Crisis then?
Oh, God.
So I was out of comics for a while, and I missed, I think really, I know you like Identity Crisis. I wasn't too big of a fan. So I think that's really what kind of, one of the things that threw me out of comics. But I finally went back, and I missed Final Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I went back over on my vacation, and I read Final Crisis. And I want to know, I want you to explain to me what the hell it was all about.
Dude, I don't know.
Besides, I don't think anybody knows, dude, because I went online and I went on Reddit and I did a search in the comic book forum to see what. Oh, and I reckon I went on Wikipedia first to read the synopsis of it to make sure that I don't ever claim to be the smartest guy on the planet, but I just didn't get it. I read that synopsis and then I went on Reddit. And let me tell you, some people out there put a lot of thought. I mean, this book and what Grant Morrison was writing, and I maintain that Grant Morrison is just tripping.
Yeah, he's an egotistical asshole. When this book came out, it was either one of the big either Newsarama or comic book resources had him on explaining what happened in that issue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if you need to give a full explanation after every issue, then there's something wrong with your writing, buddy.
Well, and I bring this up, and one of the reasons I went back is because Grant Morrison has this multiversity thing coming out. And I don't know if it was last week or the week before, he had this whole map of the multi-universe thing. Now, I love the multiverse. I love everything about it. It's nice Elseworld stories. Mm-hmm. But this map, I cannot figure it out. And we have talked about Grant Morrison before, and people, they go gaga over him. People point to his run on Batman, you know, that it's great. And I will give him that. And I don't have anything personal against Grant.
These people are sheep. They really are.
I just think I don't know. I don't. So I went back and I read this Final Crisis. And I one of the reasons I read it was because of this whole thing that's going on right now in Justice League with Batman going back to save Robin because Robin's on Apocalypse. And what did Batman already meet Darkseid? And he did in Final Crisis. So I wanted to read Final Crisis. And I'm wondering, what the fuck is going on in this story? It's really, Superman's here for a while, then he's not here. There's two flashes going on. There's bullets through time. Oh, my God, dude. Just tell a story with pictures, man.
It really made no sense. It was just all over the place, for the love of God, and it was a mess. And,
well, that's, you know, what it's...
People being shot Darkseid, and I'm like, okay, and they're like, oh, Batman doesn't use guns. I'm like, all right, first off, this is not the first time Batman has used guns. He doesn't like guns, but he will use them if he needs to.
And Batman technically did not kill him either.
No, he did not.
He mortally wounded him.
Yeah.
But he did not kill him.
He did not kill any of it. And it was just like, that entire thing was just like, hey, Jack Kirby, your new god, let me take a huge dump on him. I'm Grant Morrison. I can do no bad.
So he's writing this multiversity, which I think is starting soon. I don't know the exact date when the first issue comes out.
Yeah.
And I want to say I'm worried, but I'm worried that they're putting this guy in charge of the multiverse, and I'm not going to understand what the fuck is going on.
All I know is they wanted to have Zavarro wanted to have Ted Kord on there, the original Blue Beetle, or not the original Blue Beetle, the second Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we have plans for him. And so, now I'm hearing that Ted Kord, because Charlton Comics is going to have their own Earth in this multiversity, and theoretically Ted Kord is going to be a major player in this series. And I'm like, so what, Johns and Dido can kill him off again? I mean,
yeah, probably. And then they'll get rid of Nightwing again.
Oh, God.
They'll find a Nightwing to kill on one of those Earths.
It's just, even the sketches I've seen of this just look so, the designs just look like ass. They really do.
Did you take a good look at that map with all of the multiverse? I could not figure it out. I mean, it just looks like, no offense to our hippie listeners out there, it looks like a trippy hippie thing.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And he's trying to line it up to tell a story. Like, in Morrison's mind, there's a reason why it's mapped out that way.
Okay, can he explain it to me in layman's terms?
Probably not.
Oh my God, I'm frightened for the multiverse.
People are going to buy it, and they're so fucking stupid.
So, well, getting back to what I was saying about Batman and Darkseid, DC, as far as I know, have they not said that the Final Crisis did not happen? I don't believe that they have said Final Crisis didn't happen. Right, exactly.
The problem is they keep contradicting themselves. And Dido did say that none of the crisis did happen when right before the 52 started.
Okay.
He said none of the crises ever happened. Now we're finding out maybe they did a little. And it just... Still, there's I just got caught up on Green Lantern,
Yeah.
and they explained Kyle Rayner's history, and he found his girlfriend in stuffed in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
But Major Force, who put her there, isn't around, so who the fuck put her there?
Who stuffed her in there? Yeah. What is his story anymore?
I don't understand why he's even a lantern. It's just, this
Is
is why I walked away.
who do you know who wrote? I'm sure you do. Who wrote Identity Crisis?
It was Brad Meltzer.
Okay.
And, he's a professional writer.
Right.
A little tidbit, he was roommates with Jeb Winnick.
Really?
Really, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they were roommates in college.
Interesting.
So they're good friends.
But
I mean,
comics aren't his main his main source of money. He's written books like
thrillers.
novels. Yeah.
Yeah, he writes thrillers, not action. It's just he does write thrillers, and his books. I like his books. He did a run on Green Arrow, which I really loved. Which was he was tracking down his old history and stuff.
Yeah.
And he also got the band back together with the Justice League, which a lot of people didn't like. It's pretty much in the background. It was just like the Trinity are trying to decide on who needs to be in the league.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
Oh, I remember that now.
it's just like the league is already forming without them,
Right.
which is the biggest message, is the league is bigger than the big three.
Right.
Which, is a message that people need to take away from that, and a lot of
Yeah.
people didn't, went over their heads.
Missed the message.
It completely messed the message, but it also pushed, Roy Harper from sidekick status B-lister to, I would say, an A-lister.
Yeah, Arsenal.
But that got knocked down real fast.
Well, now he's part of Red Hood and the Titans. No, it's not Red Hood
Oh
and the
God,
Titans.
Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yeah, that's it. Talk about being pushed to the sidelines.
Know. It was,
Well,
I
then
mean, and before that, he lost his arm and a daughter.
he's got that arm now.
Got that arm now, no
Got a
daughter.
badass tattoo on it. And then I guess the other reason, speaking of Crisis, is we're coming up to the it's next year, I think, the 30th anniversary of Crisis on Infinite Earths, isn't it?
Correct, yeah.
And they're everything sort of leading, everything DC's doing these days seems to be leading to some sort of,
New crisis.
yeah, everybody's got their fingers, well, I don't know if everybody, I got my fingers crossed something good happens.
Can't they have any continuity?
I guess, yeah, they can if they just reboot the whole thing. Just start it all over. No soft reboots, just do it right. Erase it all, start from the beginning. And don't go 5 years back.
No.
Oh, speaking of 5 years going back, here's go back to Batman versus Superman. One of the other things I read, and you can confirm this if you read it as well, is that what they're saying is Batman slash Bruce Wayne has been going at this for a very long time.
Right.
He's been undercover, and same with Wonder Woman, that they've been working undercover outside the media for a very long time. You read that as well?
Yeah.
Or you heard that as much? What I guess what bothers me, maybe because I like the story so much, is there just seems to be taking the best parts of The Dark Knight Returns, and they're not the best parts, they're picking from it and not using it in the right context.
No.
The reason it worked for me so well was the history between Clark and Bruce. That history they have and that final confrontation that they had together was because of their history. They don't have that history here, so it's
No,
pointless.
it's just going to be a battle between the two of them,
It's just going to be a
basically.
battle. It's going to be a punch fest.
Yeah, and it's just people are going bonkers about it because they saw the bat suit at the end. I'm just like, it lost all meaning. I don't understand. I still don't get the point of why it needs to be an older Batman. I don't understand that.
I don't know. I guess to counteract or separate them from Nolan's Batman. I don't know. Because, then just do, please. I would watch over and over again. Just do The Dark Knight Returns, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I know.
Just do it. They could easily. I mean, it's, well, they just did the animated movie. They're not going to do that now, but whatever. I'm just bitching.
It just amazes me. It really does. I don't get any of this. I really don't.
And what about Zack Snyder calling up to the Detroit radio station to defend your man, Aquaman?
Hey, no, I like Aquaman.
No, I mean it. I mean it.
But his points were wrong.
What did he say?
The Trident was mystical, and I'm like, last time I checked, it wasn't.
What did he... Did somebody confirm that What's-His-Face is going to be Aquaman?
And well,
I believe his name is What's-His-Face.
Jason Mara.
Thank you. Also known as What's-His-Face.
I mean, it's never been... It still hasn't been confirmed.
God damn it.
And people are already bashing it. And, you know, it's, you know, thank you, Super Friends, for making, you know, Aquaman such a joke to begin with.
Listen, why is he any more a joke than Batman from that terrible Batman 66 series? To me, Batman should be a bigger joke.
Because that crossed over into the, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That really did, but it, no, it crossed over into the Super Friends. Yeah. He didn't do shit except, you know, oh, let me use my bat belt.
Yeah, and there's been some really decent reboots of Aquaman over the years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's just the shtick.
PR 101. It really is. You know, he defended it on a radio talk show, and it's just like...
Well, what was the story? Somebody who was it somebody from Marvel was saying that said something about Aquaman? Was it somebody from the Avengers movie? Somebody was dissing Aquaman from the Marvel camp, I believe is the setup.
No, it was just,
Oh, wait a minute. It was Thanos.
It was a radio show. It was actually just a radio show.
Oh, okay.
And the people of the radio show were, pretty much bashing Aquaman.
Oh, I thought it was Josh Brolin talking smack about Aquaman.
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, Snyder had to call up to give his 2 cents worth. And I read the transcript, and I'm like, wow, you have no fucking clue about Aquaman, do you? Just like you got no clue about Superman.
Oh, boy. I guess we'll see 2016, right? March 2016? That is the date,
like,
right?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, he's saying it's just like, you know, the best thing about Aquaman is his trident, that it could cut the flesh of Superman. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what comics you've been reading, but last time I checked, it can't.
He said all that?
Yeah.
He did, really? He said that's the best thing about Aquaman.
And it's one of the best things about Aquaman.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Hope for a decent Batman versus Superman movie. Yeah, we got two more years to bitch about it. We still haven't seen that costume yet. The full picture that we deserve to see.
I still have no hope, and it's, you know, call me negative, still acting as he's directing it. I have no faith. I'm so negative.
You are so negative.
Oh, God. And a seal just hot. It had a decent story, but his fucking visuals just screwed everything up.
Well, it's like this. If it doesn't do well, we're screwed. And if it does do well, we're screwed.
Right.
This is really a catch-22.
I mean, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is getting slammed left and right, and they did pretty well this weekend.
I saw it. Should I tell you about it?
Oh, God. Did you really?
Yeah, I took my kids to see it. They really wanted to see it.
And?
Let me think. How do I want to say this? It was okay. I say that... It didn't need to be made. If it was a cartoon and it was an hour long, it would have been really good. The last hour was okay. The last hour was okay. The first hour really, I couldn't slept through. you know, I guess my biggest problem, after watching the whole thing, And you know, after you watch something for a while, you sort of get used to it. I still can't get beyond the look of the turtles. And the thing is, they made the turtles look realistic, right? But the movie itself was such a cartoon with cartoon violence, it just didn't make sense to have these realistic looking turtles yet have a cartoony type movie. Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
No, I understand it. I mean, one of
Yeah.
the things that really bothered me is just like, okay, fine, they look like what turtles would mutate, but I didn't like the fact they were always constantly hunched over. I mean,
Yeah, I mean,
I get it. It's just like, okay, you got 50,000 pounds of weight on your back, you're gonna look like a hunch over, but there is a little suspension of disbelief that we have out there. Can we please use
yeah,
that?
it was my kids liked it. The kids liked it a lot.
That's the funny thing is most of the reviews I'm seeing are saying if you're a turtle fan or an adult, you're gonna hate this film.
Yeah,
If you're a
absolutely.
kid, if you're a kid, you're gonna love it.
Absolutely. And that is the most accurate review you could give it.
That seems to be the, you know, I checked on Rotten Tomatoes and, you know, that seems to be the general consensus. A lot of people are saying the same thing.
It is
It's for kids. It really is.
for kids. It absolutely is. There's
All I
just
know, it's
no
just,
way about it.
man, he's
If
Vegas,
you're a
right?
Turtles fan, man, do not see, and I mean, you don't need me to tell you not
No.
to see this movie. You know, if you're a Turtles fan, you don't need to see this movie.
Yeah, well, for me, it's just like I unless it's the original comic, I think it's all crap.
Yeah. Although
It's just like,
the Nick cartoon, I don't think is too bad. Isn't too bad. I've seen a couple of episodes, and it's entertaining enough.
I don't know. It's just,
Well, look, compared to the original, there's no comparison. You're absolutely right. There's no, it's a whole other direction they take with the turtles.
it's just like they took these very violent ninja-like Daredevil inspired turtles and really made them friendly.
Yeah, very friendly.
And everybody loves that fucking cartoon. And I thought it was just like, wow, what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I'm not a child of the 80s. I'm going to say that. I'm a child of the 70s.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I got to watch, you know, unfortunately, yes, I did have things like the Super Friends. But at the same time, I was able to see reruns of Johnny Quest where people actually got shot and
Yeah.
died.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember in the 80s when they started censoring my Looney Tunes.
Oh my God. But listen, it only started in the 80s. It's really, if there are, you know as well as I do, they are completely censored now.
Yeah.
Completely censored.
Well, no, Boomerang has them uncensored.
Who does?
Boomerang?
Do they really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, the only reason I know because my contact there sent me a press release about it being added to Boomerang, and I asked him, I go, okay, are these uncut or are these have been censored? He goes, no, these are the original. I'm like, thank you, man.
What about the Tom and Jerry's? Because they are wickedly censored.
Not on Boomerang.
Huh. I'll have to go check that out.
The ones on Cartoon Network are,
Huh.
but they're not showing the original Tom and Jerry's anymore.
Yeah.
I miss the old MGM ones.
Yeah, they were, I always liked them.
Oh God, it's you know that and anything by Tex. I'm a huge Tex
Tex
Avery
Avery.
fan.
Yeah.
God, and the fact that his stuff isn't in the collection, with an exception of Droopy,
Yeah.
is a travesty. It
Yep.
really is. There's some really funny shit by
Guy was a
him.
genius, man.
It's sick and twisted and loved it.
Yep.
Amazing. Oh yeah, the only other piece of news I've heard is, and I'm trying to figure this one out. Somehow Young Justice is going to be
Oh.
going up against Teen Titans
Don't
Go.
say it, Brian. Don't say it. Did you say it?
I said it.
Oh, God.
I've been forced to watch that show now because my kid found it.
Yeah. Is it, listen, I've only seen none of it. Is it as terrible as I think it is?
It's painful.
Oh, did you watch the original Teen Titans, you know, the its predecessor?
I couldn't stand that either.
You didn't like, see, I liked its predecessor. In fact, I like its predecessor a lot.
To me, it's just like, again, it's just like, it's the thing. It's just like, I came off, you know, the only Teen Titans cartoon I know is from Filmation.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and people got hit and stuff.
Yes.
And then it's just this, I don't even know what it was. It was just like, it was funny because it was because of the first Teen Titans cartoon.
Yeah.
People got up in arms about when Starfire came on to, she was pretty much a whore.
Yeah.
In that comic.
Yes.
The Red Hood.
Yes.
And I can understand people who were comparing her to other things.
Yeah.
But most people were comparing her
to that show.
To that show. And I'm just like, okay, she was a sexual
before being. That. Right. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Not as bad as she is right now.
But her costume has always been revealing.
It's been very, I mean, now it's just like she's a dipshit who, you know.
Yeah.
Would be like, so you want to have sex? And she was never like that, so I understand that. But she was never wholesome at the same time. When she was first, yes, she was a very sexual being, but she was a warrior born.
Right.
She was the Titans equivalent of Wolverine.
Right.
She would kill, and without a second thought.
Yeah.
Her upbringing was battle to the death. That's the way you do it.
Well, in those comics, although they were Teen Titans, they were older teens. And in Teen Titan Go's predecessor, they are definitely, they're really kids in that show. Yeah. They're not even really teens in that show. They were kids. And when you definitely compare that new 52 Starfire to the TV show, they are two different Starfires.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I understand people's uproar about it, but, you know, again, it's just like, if you're comparing it to the, you know, one comic to another.
Yeah.
But those idiots, you know, the idiots who never read the fucking comic.
Yeah.
And they were bitching about, you know, the sweet, nice, wholesome Starfire.
Not the cartoon. School.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, guys, you're using the wrong source material here.
There's always history that you're missing out on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So, you know, getting back to the Young Justice thing, I don't know. First of all, they're two different styles.
Yeah.
I guess it's sort of like the Simpsons Family Guy crossover. They're going to keep their individual styles. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry.
If they need a feeler for Young Justice, whether it's still popular, just turn on the internet, man. People love that show. Put it back on.
And it wasn't dumbed down like Titans Go is. I mean, I remember just one of the episodes where, you know, Black Beetle is beating the shit out of the women.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is the female characters.
Yeah.
It sounded brutal. He went off and just beat the shit out of Wonder Girl to pretty much a bloody pulp. And it was just like,
toss them around.
This ain't no kids cartoon.
I don't just put the show back on. Just do us all a favor. Put it back on.
Yeah.
We all want to see it.
Let's you know, your ratings go up.
And make some decent toys and people will buy the merch. And put them at a decent price point and people will buy it.
And actually populate the stores.
Yeah. And then it's got to have more than 4 points of articulation.
Yeah. If those idiots would have just released it. I don't understand the logic. Instead of, you know, first off, don't do it with a playset. With all this extra stuff, it's too high of a price point. People aren't going to buy it.
Just do the figures.
Just do the 6-inch figures like you've been doing the DC Universe figures.
Yep.
No one really gave a shit about a Build-A-Figure with the 4¼ figures either. No one cared. I get to build a Justice... A Hall of Justice that's not even in scale.
Go figure, as it were.
Oh, God. Idiots.
All right, Brian, I think we've run over our time here.
Yeah, I think we're rambled.
So, what do you got going on this week? Anything good?
No, quiet week for me.
Where can we see you at, Brian, these days?
I'm at fanboyfactor.com, and... this week you'll be seeing my reviews for both Batman Assault on Arkham.
Nice.
And Muppets Most Wanted.
Really? I am looking forward to both.
Yes, going to be very interesting.
All right. I hope to have something going on this week. Back from vacation. I'll have something up, and when it will, it'll be on yfnjman.com, and it will be on the fanboyfactor.com as well. So I guess until next time, Brian, we'll
Yes,
talk to you
sir.
next week.
Sounds good.
I'll talk to you then, Brian.
Later, man.